Okay, welcome to another episode of the Panther Pulse Mantino High School podcast. This is an episode of DraftKings. We are all DraftKings here. Today, I am your host, Mason, and we're doing a little special episode where we're going to be playing a game today. But before we get into that, we're going to introduce ourselves. So like I just said, I am Mason.
I'm Cooper. I'm also a DraftKing. Glad to be back from last night. And I'm really excited for the game we're going to play today.
I'm Chase, self-proclaimed number one draft king, and I'm excited to win this too because I'm the GOAT.
I'm Tommy, one of the OG draft kings from last week. Self-proclaimed thinker of Chase is wrong and not very intelligent.
Them is fighting words. So the game we're playing today is called Odd Man Out, which I believe it's a pretty popular game. Many people have played it. Everyone at the table, there's four of us. We're going to get a little piece of paper that either says an object or it's blank. And we're going to go in a circle. I actually need to get a wheel up for this.
It's more of a triangle.
Yeah, that is true. It is more of a triangle. So we're going to go in a circle, and first person is going to say something. Say the topic was alligator. I would say green. Next person would say water. And then the person that doesn't know it has to like piece together based on that. And if they can guess it, they win. But of course, for this to work, we can't make the topic. So we had a friend make the topic.
A handsome man, if I do say so myself.
Very handsome.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? It is Gregor Mulholland here in the studio for the first time ever, and I'm here to help these guys, some would say handsome guys, with their game.
That was an amazing intro.
Thank you, Gregor.
Shout out to that intro song, Money for Nothing by Dire Straits. So Gregor is going to hand out the paper face down, so only the person that he's handing it down can see it.
Only Gregor knows.
Yes, Gregor.
Oh, is this the mystic slip?
Yes, it is.
Gregor's mind is an enigma.
Okay. So.
Go ahead and take a look.
Okay. Everyone knows who they are? Okay.
Uh-huh.
We're going to spin the wheel. Who's going first?
Looks like me.
That's a Cooper if I ever did see one.
So do we want to spin the wheel after this or just go in a circle?
Let's go in a circle.
Yeah, okay. So, Cooper?
All right, so I'm going to start us off with the word small.
Small. Okay. Do you want to go me or Cooper? Or me or Chase? Okay, small. I'm going to say mighty.
Mighty?
Mighty.
All right.
You're saying mighty? Okay.
In that case, I'll say... beak.
I'm going to keep it in the same area, and I'm going to say wing.
Okay.
Are we not, at what point are we allowed to vote somebody out?
I'd say now's a pretty good time,
actually.
Yeah.
So I'm casting my vote for Mason.
Small but mighty.
Yeah.
It's a very possible thing. Very many things are small but mighty. And this is one of them.
I don't think this is one of them.
Yeah, I have to disagree with you.
I also have to disagree. I don't think this is one of them.
Okay, so I was the imposter. That didn't get very far.
This is kind of what I thought.
In case you're wondering, the word was chicken.
Chickens aren't very small, like as far as birds go.
Okay, they also are not mighty.
Larger bird. So do you want to do another round? Because that took all of 2 minutes.
Of course.
So Greg.
Just drop it in like between the table, Tommy.
No, I just threw it.
Okay. So, as Gregor is figuring that out, does anyone have anything they'd like to tell the listeners?
Yeah, I'd say that we won that pretty handily. Mason is 0-1 now, and we're kind of the best ever. So, that's all I really got to say.
Yeah, I gotta agree.
Who's gonna keep a flawless streak today?
Me.
It's gonna be me.
I
or
can't.
Tommy.
But, I can't. I've already lost.
I'm going to have to disagree with Chase's claim.
So Tommy's going to not get a perfect streak then if he's going to disagree with my claim.
All right, Chase.
Tommy's just hitting on Chase on everything, or for everything.
It's because he knows that I'm the draft king. Meanwhile, he's just a draft prince or peasant. Thank you, Mason.
My God, that's
I feel like we're picking sides right now. Why do we have to get some partisan up in here?
I feel like it really helps if the imposter doesn't go first or second.
Well, maybe we should get like a general category.
Or what do you mean?
Like you could have said like food or like animal for chicken.
Do we want to do that, Greg? Oh, yeah. Come over to Cooper's mic and tell us what category it is, like a general category.
I would say a show.
A show.
Okay.
Like in relation to a show.
All right.
Okay.
So who's starting us off this time?
Let's see. That looks like it's me.
Let's watch him go 2-0 or 0-2.
Okay, that's so disrespectful. I'm gonna start it off. I'm gonna go childhood.
Okay.
Okay.
I like that.
In that case, I'll say blue.
Okay, I'm not trying to steal from Tommy, but the idea I had in my head was water.
Okay.
Okay.
You're a little bit stalling here.
I'm gonna choose arrogant.
Arrogant. Oh, arrogant. Okay.
Big descriptors up in here.
Yeah, it's a mighty big word. I'm gonna go with. This is tricky.
Not really.
Cooper's already calling out Mason over here. Yeah.
Yeah, he is. Can't think of one. I'm gonna
kinda,
go
kinda
with
stalling.
That's a
kind of stalling.
I am stalling. I'm gonna go with.
I don't think he knows what it is.
I know what it is. Trust me. I'm gonna go with instrument.
Okay. I'll say entitled.
Does this just have to be like one word or?
Yeah, one word descriptor.
What if I use like a hyphen? What if I just like
Spider-Man?
Like, no. Like I just add in a hyphen for no reason.
One word, isn't it?
For no reason.
Just one word name.
We're going to stick to one word, I think.
Don't try getting smart with us, Chase.
I was trying to get smart. I'm going to go with. This is interesting because as far as I know the rules of the game, I'm gonna have to say Squidward tentacles.
Oh my goodness, he did it.
Maybe water was a bit of a giveaway, Jay or Tommy.
You were the imposter?
Yes, I was.
Good job, Chase.
Yeah, this is why I'm self-proclaimed number one, by the way.
Okay. Only self-proclaimed.
Yeah, self-proclaimed.
That was great. What was your first descriptor again?
Water. I said water.
That's a great one.
I knew it was going to be SpongeBob. I'm going to be honest.
I should have said Magic the Gathering because he's in a Magic set that's coming out.
No one was getting that from you.
Whoever said
that is true, but
childhood is actually like that's what gave it away. Honestly,
my bad. Yeah, you could have said like
literally any other character.
Cooper said arrogant after I said yeah. I mean.
Oh yeah.
So
I had to like pull. I had to pull water. Greg, it wasn't that
drafting
hard.
Drafting up the new ones, and he's coming to deliver.
Oh my god! Here he comes.
There we go. Round of applause for Gregor.
Thank you. Yeah.
Woot woot.
Cooper, Gregor, you're my hero.
Okay, and Greg, come over here. Tell him what the category is.
Okay, we're going to go with, I'm going to say childhood game.
Okay.
Wow, game.
That's a childhood. All right.
He could have said just game and kept it more on our toes, but we're in the pro circuit here.
All right. Got a wheel going.
And it looks like that'll be a Thomas poll.
All right. How do I want to describe this?
Let's see.
There's a word I want to use, but you know what? I'm just going to use it. Slavery.
For childhood game, everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an interesting it's an interesting poll there.
That is interesting.
But, I stand by my word. You know, not on its moral
I
strength, but on its a descriptor.
I hate the concept, but it's...
You love the descriptor.
It's...
Do we love the descriptor?
Well, I don't know, do we? That's
a
great question.
I don't know if we're allowed to talk about
that. I mean,
we're getting off topic.
Well, let's see. It's Chase's turn, so let's see if he loves the descriptor.
You know, in the effort to make this last more than... two rounds, I'm going to say engaging.
Okay. I feel like that's how we should have started off more with like these like
yeah, I don't know if slavery was the right right
yeah,
poll,
I agree.
Round one.
I think it was.
I don't think Tommy's the imposter, but I do think that he's a little bit out there.
Yeah, it's definitely interesting.
I'll stick to the basic tone. I'll choose RPG.
Okay. Don't hate it. I'm going to say old.
Gonna say old,
yeah.
All right. Say old. All right, that's a descriptor of all time.
I think it's a good descriptor, even.
I guess I'll use nostalgic.
Okay.
I think I'm gonna say Pokemon here.
Wow, what gave it away, Chase?
Maybe the slavery part.
Yeah, I think this is your fault, Tommy.
Okay. We don't need to point fingers, right? It could have been any other words that gave it away.
Yeah.
Sure, actually, buddy. The RPG part really gave it away, honestly. I'm
yeah.
not going
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like we should have voted Chase.
Because I was thinking more like...
Would you want to do one more? Do you have one more in the tank, Greg? Okay.
What a hero.
Wow. See, I was thinking more like tag or like...
Okay, yeah.
So like when he said RPG, yeah. I was like, oh, we're in video game territory.
Yeah.
You were thinking mm-hmm. tag when Tommy said slavery.
No, I had actually no idea what it was when he said slavery.
Yeah. Chase thought Tommy
But I thought
was
it was like
imposter.
A like outside game, like childhood, like I'm running around like on the playground.
Yeah. So what's the record here? Chase is 3-0.
I'm 3-0, yeah. I mean
3-0, I will give him that.
And
that's
I'm 0-3.
Just stop hitting me on Mason's team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of
I was always against Mason from the start.
Making
though,
Gregor
so.
Host?
Oh, true.
Yeah, one day Greg's going to have to host.
Mm-hmm. You can sit in the background, Mason. We'll be generous.
No, thanks.
I am him.
I am integral. I'm egotistical when it comes to DraftKings, Tommy.
You disgust me.
I don't think Tommy's the first one that was...
You got to be
the
more
only
humble.
One that was here in the first session.
I was. Me and Caitlin were the OGs. What did you just say to me, Mason?
I didn't say anything. I'm looking at the soundboard, and there's some funny ones. You got.
I didn't put that on.
You are laughing at farts, Mason.
That is Climber. That is Climber. That's Climb Diddy. So
sorry.
There's also some voice effects, which we might have to play around with.
Wait, did Climber voice them? What context
let's not
do you
go
even
down this
use that in?
Okay. Well, we're kind of we've got it now. So, Greg is going to tell us the category,
and it's going to be comedy movies.
Comedy movies.
I like that.
I like that too.
Okay. We are going to spin the wheel. Whoopsie daisies.
There we go. Oh,
and
Chase.
It's gonna go to Chase.
Squeaked it out at the end,
guys. This might, ruffle some feathers. I'm gonna say, funny.
Okay, I agree. Okay. It is a funny comedy movie.
Uh-huh. I agree.
Yep.
Okay. Dare I add on to that? I'm gonna add classic.
Okay.
I'm gonna say police.
Okay. I'm gonna say. What am I going to say? Enjoyable.
Super basic.
All right.
I agree.
We're
and
like
funny
through, we're
wasn't.
Like, we're through like one round. I think it's Tommy, honestly.
I mean, Chase started it off.
I
had to do basic.
Off his vibes, you know.
I think
after
I went too,
do enjoyable.
Too narrow, but I don't think we have enough information to say anyone.
I disagree.
Well, the vote comes down to Cooper, well, then.
Let's do you want to do a few more rounds?
3-1 to vote someone out, right?
Would we?
Okay, isn't it Chase's turn?
Well, we have four people. There's no majority. It is my turn.
Well, I assume I don't have a vote here, so.
Yeah, because you're just going to vote for yourself.
Yeah, exactly. So there is a majority. Chase, you're wrong, and I hate you.
Okay, buddy. Why I oughta.
What's your descriptor?
I'm actually kind of grasping for straws here.
Have you seen it?
No. Okay. It does kind of hurt my ability to guess stuff.
That's not good.
I blame this on Gregor.
I agree, but
I mean, I just don't watch a lot of movies. That's like kind of on me.
Yeah, okay.
I'm the same way.
So let's get a descriptor, Chase.
Yeah, true.
I'm going to go with...
In fact, I think this just puts Finding the Imposter on like ultra nightmare difficulty.
It does.
I'm gonna say we sure we can't go more than one word with this?
I'm sure.
I'm gonna say family.
I'm gonna say Chase is the imposter, actually.
I'm gonna say Tommy's the imposter. You don't wanna make us go you don't want
to. How is this a family movie?
I do think Tommy is the imposter.
Okay.
Well, that's the majority.
I don't see how this is family.
I just have not
seen
it.
Do you know what it is?
Yeah, and I mean,
you know,
I guess it could,
you know,
like,
the general.
I know
gist
the general,
of the movie,
yeah.
So I think you're lying.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to have to agree with Mason.
I'm going to have to disagree with Mason. So I think Tommy's trying to.
Yeah, do we want to call a vote?
We need to call a vote.
Are you two voting?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if Chase is accusing me and I'm
voting for Chase.
I'm voting for Chase.
I'll vote for Chase.
Wow. Cooper is so quick to.
Okay.
So quick to turn.
Was it you, Chase?
No, it was not.
Okay, so do we just go on some more, or do we reveal?
I mean, like,
isn't that
like
an imposter win?
I feel like that is an imposter win.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, when we got like four people here, I mean.
Who is the imposter?
I think it's me. I don't know what this is. It's a Super Bowl.
Wait.
It's a Super Bad.
Oh, Super. Oh.
Like McLovin.
Oh.
Oh, wait. I guess.
Also, never heard of that movie.
I also read it as Super Bowl. I was like,
okay.
And I was like, oh, yeah, I can do this. And then I heard it was a movie. And
that
was
a complete
failure. They made a movie.
Okay, I was the imposter.
Not the Super Bowl.
I expected mine to be blank. It just says imposter on here.
Yeah.
Oh.
So Superbad is a great movie.
Yeah.
With McLovin in it.
I've definitely seen it before. Who's in it again?
McLovin, Michael Cera, Jonah Hill.
What's it about?
These group of kids, they want to go to a party, uh-huh, and they need some things that they can't buy until they're 21.
Wow.
And they go, and hijinks ensues with, who are the cops? And Greg, do you remember who the cops are? One of them's like a really funny guy, and the other guy's like kind of not funny that much. But I do believe that that is going
I've definitely heard of it before. I've never seen it or watched it. I have not.
That's sad. It's a great movie. But
I'm sad that you think this, I'm sad, Mason.
That's a. I recommend to go watch it. But I do believe that will end the episode.
Wow, that was a quick episode.
It is. It was a very quick episode, but also...
sometimes life calls.
We didn't have much time.
We could have cut it sooner, and then I would have been undefeated. But
yeah, well, now I'm undefeated, and Chase has been
no. You were defeated.
You were defeated a lot.
You were defeated twice. My record is 4-0 or 0-4. Chase's.
Wait, how was I defeated?
Because you were part of the good guys, and
If you're a good guy,
Chase won imposter twice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'd say catching the imposter counts as a win.
But we didn't catch him.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. But I was the imposter that round, so.
Yeah,
so you got one win.
That was your second win.
Well, no, two.
You guys are just haters.
Yeah. He had two, yeah.
You guys are just haters.
I agree. We are hating on you a little bit, but, you know, sometimes that's okay.
And I was one of the originals.
But that will end the episode, the third episode, a special episode, if you will. I feel like that was
okay. It's like a Christmas episode.
It was kind of a Christmas special.
Nice little cute episode.
But I'll have some nice tunes to exit out. This is Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Nice is subjective. The legend lives on from